It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. We've got one chick here this morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Treat.
The one that matters.
The
right?
one that matters. Now, yeah. The other
just
one,
teasing.
Hillary and Shelly, neither one could make it in this morning, but we're going to do the best we can, aren't we?
Yes, we will.
And the non-chick voice was Eric Haviland.
We got it.
Good morning to you. So we're going to talk U-Pick. And I know it's kind of, my guess is it's in full swing now.
Absolutely.
Beautiful berries.
Yeah. So beautiful berries. I guess tell me about the berries first, and then we'll talk about the business you guys are doing out there.
Well, they're blue crop.
Right.
And that is the biggest, sweetest, best loaded bushes. I don't know what else to say.
They're really heavy this year. The extra sweet. You know, we had that dry spell going through, but we were able to still irrigate, but this warm weather really pumped them up. They're looking good. People are out there by the droves. It's really good business. I see kids out there playing on the playground equipment.
And eating ice cream.
We've got an ice cream in there. This year we're doing a little bit of an addition to just the U-Pick. You know, as always, we have the pre-pick five-pounders that people are huge fans of, and Charlie can't run boxes over there fast enough, you know, and to keep them stocked up. But
well, how many five-pounders would you think you're going through on average right now? You have any idea?
It's
20, 30, 40,
hundreds,
50, hundreds in a day? Wow, okay, that's good movement.
It really is. You know, and it's just a full complement of everything that is all the value-added products. We just gave the place a facelift and kind of reorganized, make it a little easier flow for the customers to get in and out and see all the stuff we've got on display. This year,
what is on display?
Honey products, cotton candy, of course, our standard, the preserves and the spreads and all that I cook with.
Right.
And the meats, there's frozen blueberries, there's frozen sausage, blueberry sausage, and blueberry brats.
Okay. All right.
And then soaps and candles and smell purdies, all kinds of stuff.
Tons of stuff. I think there's something in there for everybody. You know, if you don't like the fruit, there's something else there you like.
Right.
And,
girls in there buying blueberries.
Pretty girls buying and selling blueberries. So
and
get down there.
Places to sit. So if you don't care to be in the field, you know, you can wait a little under a shade. We got a little veranda type thing.
Okay.
It's a good thing for families to go out, though.
Yeah, sure.
I see dads and moms together with the kids, and they you know, they might not be from a rural area like we are, and you know, we try not to take it for granted, but it's hard not to because it's our everyday. But you know, they're out there and their eyes are just wide open in amazement.
They're blue.
I've seen it before.
We also have this year we're adding other fruits to the mix, and so right now currently we've got pre-picked sweet cherries that are, you know, limited supply, but get there if you want some. They're extra big, extra sweet this
Beautiful.
Year. And I'm thinking we might be doing some peaches here coming up, too.
Peaches.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes. We put in a peach orchard.
How do you like your peaches when you eat them? Do you like them crisp, or do you like them where you bite them and it just
juicy
all down the front of your shirt and you ruin every shirt that you eat a peach with?
Yeah, but then those have to be ate outside, right?
Right.
You have to lean forward.
You get to lean forward on those, yeah.
I don't know if you know, but years ago, South Haven was known for peach breeding and things like that. We were big in peaches.
I actually think that's where
Red
the Haven comes from.
Yeah, the Haven varieties. Yeah.
I do believe that was back in the day our biggest product in agriculture here was the peaches.
Now by far it's blueberries.
Blueberries. Yeah. And apples were big back in the day too. You still have a few around, but
quite a few stone fruits were here. Yeah.
We see a lot of the processed apples are, you know, you have to be a big apple farmer, I think, to make money at it, doing the process game. But, you know, everybody's opening up the U-Picks like our U-Pick.
Right.
And that's when, you know, you get the full experience. You get the farm to table. You're out there. You're choosing your own fruit right off the tree or off the bush. And It's just a lot of fun.
It's a fun. For some of them, it's just not like a second source of income. Some of them, I mean, when you look at cranes and stuff like that,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
it's a huge operation. Mm-hmm. I mean, the operation of picking the apples is huge, but the operation of the U-pick and all the things they have going out there is even.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, how many employees does it take to bring double your, triple your employees just for the U-pick and stuff at that time?
Yeah, it's like herding cats. Sometimes you get so many people out there.
Uh-huh.
You know, another thing we've got going on at the U-Pick is the popcorn. Treat, can you tell us a little bit more about that and who puts that on for
Country
us?
Country Kettle?
Yeah, like
Connie.
Blueberry,
oh, my
popcorn.
Gosh. It's all flavors.
Okay.
She has probably 10, 12 different flavors, mm-hmm. and she came there a week ago and had her tent put up and make a fresh popcorn. Yeah. And
is she going to do that throughout the season, or was that just a one-time thing?
I don't think so. I think she's very busy elsewhere.
Does she have a mixed bag, like a bag of Skittles?
Well, she could do anything.
Yeah, she's got a cheddar caramel mix that was absolutely delicious.
That always, you know, when I first heard of that, kind of like, oh, that's got to be awful. Then, but then you try it, like,
wow. A dill pickle, unbelievable. I love dill pickles.
Sriracha,
yeah. Yeah, her husband Dave
really
has been doing it for quite a while.
We always talk about food.
I don't know. Well, luckily we used to get fed during this part of the show, and the last couple weeks have been a real downer. But
get out there though this weekend.
Yes.
You know, today being Saturday, it's going to be a great day to get out there. Sunday, you're going to hit our bushes at their prime. Everything's going to be as sweet as it's going to get, and it's going to be peak picking. So. Be a great chance to get out with your family or by yourself. It doesn't matter, with friends, whoever, but get out and pick some of these fresh berries.
Yeah, I'd have
our
to find
field
a friend
is big,
for that.
The area is big, so it's not crowded.
I feel real lonely out there by myself picking blueberries. I'm sure there's some that can, but
I'll go with you.
Yeah, out there
just
with
come, give me a call.
nobody to pick blueberries with.
Good family photos you can take. We have a little display thing.
No, I'm the one who has to take the photos.
Yeah.
I mean, like, if I can't get my kids down here, but
we'll just give you a true blue badge and then you can look like an employee.
Oh, I'm into that. I'd walk around puffed up chest. Hey, if you're not going to eat that, you can't take it.
All these throwing blueberries.
All these items that we were talking about, they make great gifts or little, when you stay at somebody's house, you want to give a welcome gift or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Really
no, that
cute.
All sounds
really
pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, and then of course, what's the toll free number for anybody to give you a call? Yeah, you guys gonna shake your head? You
make me
1-877-654-2400.
You got the voice for that.
TheBlueberryStore.com is where you can get more information. Find out hours if you don't remember them here, or you can't go back.
They're open till seven every morning.
Yeah. So you can go out there when there's dew still
every
on
day.
The berries and on the bushes.
Yeah.
And
we don't advise it, but you can. Yeah,
but you can. All right, yeah. It's not nature's natural cleaner.
No.
Well, yeah, you know, just if you pick too many, then they stay wet.
All right. Well, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
Hi, Nicole Galata here with Galata Imagery, your South Haven local photographer. Specializing in family and wedding photography, I also photograph engagement, maternity, seniors, and so much more. Find me on Facebook and Instagram or on my website at galataimagery.com.
If you're looking for some fresh new music, check out the music of the Trussin Bird Band. Find all their music wherever you do your streaming. You can also find them on iTunes if you would like to purchase it for your collection. Trussin Bird Band's music is a gritty mix of rock, blues, pop, and a little bit of reggae and country in the mix. Check out TrussinBirdBand.com to see all their music videos and find out more about this amazing group of musicians. That's TrussinBirdBand.com. TrussinBirdBand.com.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. One chick, one guy. Treat Hartman, Eric Cavill here this morning. Tree assistance program, we were talking a little bit about. I said that's something that we should discuss a little, because you actually have a guest coming in next week who's part of this program. But I don't know anything about it other than a couple little buzzwords. But you guys tell me, what is this tree assistance program?
Our guest that's coming is Bill Heisinger and his staff. They're going to come and chat with Shelly, I think, on Tuesday, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to do a little clip. I think some news anchors, or at least agencies, are going to be there, kind of talk about it. Bill's always been a champion involved in ag, and one of the things he really supports is this tree assistance program, or the TAP program. And
TAP program?
TAP, yep, mm-hmm. T-A-P. And basically, here's where it came about is, you know, grassroots kind of farmers talking about certain varieties of blueberries and other, even stone fruit and stuff, mm-hmm. but a lot of the blueberries specifically. We've lost some pesticides through the years, and one specific one really kept this gall wasp at bay that's kind of invaded, and it likes to pick on just one or two varieties of...
Where's it from?
Is it from overseas, I think?
Usually most of them are probably from China.
Likely.
And I guess.
Yeah, and so anyway, so, you know, we've got some older bushes that are having problems because we don't have any pesticides to fight off the gall wasp. And also, to compete globally, you know, people want new things. And it's a perfect opportunity for the Michigan blueberry industry and really us global or nationally to, you know, put in some of these new varieties, some that might have been bred with little thicker skin, maybe a longer shelf life, some... just little attributes here or there, whether it's, you know, after you pick the berries last longer, have certain attributes, or if the bushes themselves maybe produce a little bit more or more disease resistant. So it gives us an opportunity for the government to come in and give us some assistance in ripping out acreage and replanting it. And I know that we're doing it. Treat's doing it on her farm. And a lot of people are taking advantage of this. And like one of the things we were talking about at break was, the nurseries are having problems keeping up because it's got to be, you know, it's a long process of at least a year, if not two, to get some good bushes established to replant. And so luckily they gave us an amendment on that, and they said, you know, hey, you guys can file extension because we realize if everybody pulls the trigger at once, there's not enough bushes to go around. So, you know, we're working together as an industry. We're excited about it. And, you know, it's a really good thing going on.
Yeah.
Another thing,
I have to take a break. I read not. I just cut you off for just a second. I'll let you pick that back up. But I'm trying to look for a gall wasp in here on Google and ask where they're from. And this is just further proof to me that the media is controlled by China. Nobody will answer that question. It'll tell me everything else except for where they came from about a gall wasp.
Origin.
Yeah.
Unknown.
Yeah. Well, maybe I have to use the word origin and something special. Where are they from? Has no idea. What do you mean, where are they from? They just came here from somewhere.
Yeah, they just blew in the air.
Uh-huh.
But, I can't speak specifically on that, but I have a hunch.
Yeah, me too.
Another good program that's going on that Heisinger is supportive of is SWAT program, and talking about another pest is the spotted wing Drosophilus. And, you know, this, again, is a pesticide issue, and they're trying to help us get funding and research into how to control this this pest. This is it's kind of like fruit fly, but what it does, it has like a little stinger. So where traditional old school fruit flies would buzz around the bananas that started to get brown in your kitchen, because they were looking for softened fruit so that they could lay their eggs mm-hmm. in and grow larvae. The spotted wing, what it does, if I'm not mistaken, Treat, is they have a little stinger. And so they're able to puncture good fruit and lay their eggs in ripe fruit that's not overly ripe.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah. So what it, you know, so again, challenges, but it's all part of farming. Farming's had challenges since we were farmers, so it's just
another day. I think I might have seen a video. I don't know if it was that specific bug, but there was a bug with strawberries that it whatever, and then if you I can't remember what they did with them, and all these little worms started coming out of them. It was like
electrocuted them or something.
Yeah, it was.
It affects grapes. It affects strawberries. All soft fruit.
Wow. Well, that's so. What is the ultimate goal of this program?
I think it's to bring awareness, to do some research. You know, we all want to take care of Mother Earth, so we don't want to drop nuclear bombs out in our you know farms to kill everything. We want to find balance, and so. We're trying to be, you know, green-minded, and we're trying to be, you know, economically minded to find solutions.
How is the world of organic pesticides?
I can't speak specifically on it. We currently don't do any of our farms organic. I know that we pack some organic cranberries later in the year, mm-hmm. and those are always really good and delicious as a fresh cranberry. And there's some, you know, there's been a lot of headway on finding things that do fight some of these pests.
Sure.
But you get some tough ones out there, and, fly swatters.
They say about pesticides and diseases that there's a cure on this earth somewhere for every one of them.
Yeah.
We just haven't found it, or we have found it and locked it up in a basement because it makes too much money to not cure a disease. Cancer. Sorry, I didn't mean to say that. It's just been one of these mornings so far. A little bit too much Fox News in the morning.
There we go. Boom. So we're excited about, you know, having anybody in local or state government with an ear open to us as an industry. So Heisinger, again, we appreciate his time and his staff's time to come out and kind of listen to what we have to say and, you know, go back and try to find some solutions. That's the way it should be.
Yeah, is there any way that anything can even be addressed like this without getting help from someone like Bill Huizenga?
It's tough. It's really tough. I don't know that I wouldn't
can
say
you could. Can you change an industry without legislation or regulation?
Not when it comes – when the regulation is the problem, then you can't.
Right. Okay.
And so because we've – you know, our hands are tied with some of these off-label uses that we can't spray with on our fruit. We got to talk to the government first, and we got to get them to get on board, hear our cry, and say, "Hey, let's find a reasonable solution."
Yeah, and it sometimes falls upon deaf ears, and then you're lucky when you get someone that will champion an issue and help out. But we need to take a break. I want to throw out that toll-free number again, 1-877-654-2400, theblueberrystore.com, if you want any blueberry information and any of the stuff. I don't know if any of this stuff that we're just talking about is on there, but anything else blueberry, I'm sure is. So,
yeah.
All right, we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. This is the Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Hey there, it's Scott from Country House Furniture here. We are having a banner year, and our store has been restocked, and everything is on sale and specially marked for you, our great customers. Sofas, love seats, recliners, washers, dryers, ranges, refrigerators, mattress sets by Tempur-Pedic, Therapeutic, and Sealy, all at unbelievable savings. Stop by a Country House Furniture today at 08337 M140 Highway, right next to the new Senior Center in South Haven. And as always, we finance. Hope to see you soon.
With blueberries being such an important part of our West Michigan culture, the Blueberry Chicks were hatched for the radio. Hi, I'm Shelley Hartman, and I'm so happy to be able to bring you all things blueberry. Sponsored by the Blueberry Store, the Blueberry Chicks bring the blueberry buzz every Saturday morning to this very show from 6:30 a.m. to 7 a.m. For blueberry questions, please call us at 877-654-2400 or go to theblueberrystore.com.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
You're listening to Rob Bird's Moondog Show on WCSY-FM, South Haven.
It's the Blueberry Chicks by the Blueberry Store.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Blueberry Chicks, the Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store. Treat Hartman, Eric Haviland here in the studio.
Good morning.
Studio. Yes, good morning once again. Anybody joining us right now, good morning to you. But we want to take the time to talk a little bit about our favorite subject, the Ram Salute right now, which we're getting close to like 30 days away. It's August 26th, so we're getting pretty close right now. But we have one of our most important people here in the studio for the first annual Ram Salute, and that's Treat Hartman. And she is going to be Nate Barnes's handler for the day. Yes.
He, being
the national act and all, needs to have a specific person there for his every whim and every need, and that's Treat Hartman.
And his team.
And his team. So you will be, do you have to cook for them?
Yes.
You have to make sure that they're fed all day. I would say, you only get one meal. Because you're only performing, you're doing a whole day of concerts. You're only an hour and 15 minutes.
Do you know who you're talking to? I do.
I'm kidding. No, we certainly got to take care of the big boys that come to town.
Yeah, definitely.
And Nate, class of, I do believe, 2007. He's nationally signed and is a national act now. So there's a lot of different hoops you have to jump through to bring him into town. So, and I think we've jumped through all those and we're ready for him. So.
He's a great artist. My wife and kids and I just did a road trip out to Colorado and back, and we were jamming Nate on the way out there. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah. Homeboy. Yeah. He's all excited too.
I told him, I talked to him, man, Nate, I wish I was a bigger country fan, but I'm becoming a fan of him, and I've listened to a few stuff, doing some little promotional stuff, listen to a few songs. And he does certainly have a couple good songs that I've heard for sure. So, all right. So Treat, you got your work cut out for you that day.
Yes, I think so.
Is there,
I'm going to get two more volunteers to help me.
Oh, you need a team of three to handle Nate.
Not that Nate's that needy, but
the whole band they are musicians. Mm-hmm. And anybody out there knows anything about musicians, they certainly can be needy and finicky sometimes. But we want the best performance out of them, so we're gonna
it's
do
just
everything
fun.
We
we're
can.
Just yeah. doing fun yeah. stuff yeah
and we're and we're just and if Nate you hear this, we're just joshing on you a little bit.
That's
we're excited for sure, and I know you're excited when I saw you back at a couple weeks ago when you were here. And that was cool stuff. Got to spend a bunch of time with him, shooting some pictures and shooting some little promotional stuff, which is still coming out. So what if you were looking from the outside in at the first annual Ram Salute, what would you want to know?
What are some of the other acts? You guys got food out there? Is there fireworks?
We do. We just solidified the menu, too. And the menu is going to be that we'll have hot dogs. We're going to have a pulled chicken kind of sandwich. They'll do barbecue sauce on the side, so you can be pulled barbecued chicken if you want.
Nice, okay.
We're going to do tacos.
Wow.
And then there was one more thing on that list, brats. Okay. So if you go, I think it's going to be $10. If you do hot dogs, you get two hot dogs, a chip, and a pickle spear for $10. And it'll be the same for everything else. You get one brat, one chicken sandwich, one or two tacos. For the 10. So
am I allowed to bring my kids out?
Great.
Are they over 21?
No.
It's got over 21, and you know, next year we're hoping that this is a success, and maybe we have like a whole weekend of the Ram Salute next week or next year, and you know, have a family day, whatever. Because there's going to be alcohol served. We're going to have beer, wine. There'll be the ladies' White Claws, the seltzers, of course, which are terrible, but those will be there. I don't know how ladies can drink those, but and then there'll be a few specialty drinks. I'm sure one of them will be a blueberry type specialty drink, but
blueberry.
Yeah, but there'll be certainly going to be alcohol served. So we just figured that, you know what, let's cut any problems, 21 and over, and not have to worry about anybody younger drinking and that liability and all that good stuff. So.
So is it a la carte, like, so I pay a price to get in? Does that include my food? Or no. So you pay as you go?
Yeah, it's a $35 general admission right now. And if you do hear it on the radio show and you go to Eventbrite or go to ramsalute.com to buy a ticket, I'll give you a code right now called Go Rams. And that what that code will get you is back to $25 is what it originally was. But there's only so many available.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
You have to either hear it on the radio show or see that on my personal Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way you're going to know. But otherwise, it's $35 general admission. Food is a la carte. Pay for it as you go. But that's really the only thing you have to if you want to eat. I mean, you don't have to, really. Parking is going to be at Flywheelers. We don't care if you need to go out to your car and want to eat out of a cooler for the day either.
Okay.
We don't.
Smart.
We would prefer that you eat there and keep everything inside, but we can't keep you from going back to your car. And if you want to, you know, some people, that might just be a little bit much for them. We want them there. And if what would keep them from being there is they can't afford the food, we would certainly like them to.
Yeah.
You just can't bring it into the island, into Lake Arvesta. You can keep it in the parking lot at Flywheelers, which is free parking there. So
that's
there's
good.
Not a dime being charged for that. You can camp at Flywheelers, too. And if you go to the website, ramsalute.com,
sounds fun.
Yeah, you can get the number for camping to camp out the night before and then go right back over to the campground when you're done for the evening, no matter what time that is, and your camper's right there. You're not driving or doing any of that stuff that's unsafe. So
very organized.
Should my wife and I bring our swimsuits? Can we swim in the lake?
You sure can. You can swim, I think, and Brian's going to
beach balls out there.
There'll be beach balls. There'll be tubes out there, so you can be a big floater in the
bring your towels,
in the
guys.
Lake if you'd like. Yeah, bring your towels and... yeah, that's going to be one of the kind of cool things. Like I said, it's on an island, a big pavilion, and there's a nice stage. People be milling about, hanging out, getting a little sun during the day. And
it's like from noon to midnight?
Gates open at noon. The first band starts at 1. You're talking about the bands. First band is going to be the Black River Band, and they're going to like play for an hour or whatever as people are coming in during that 12 to 1. Jim McLuhan is going to come in and sing God Bless America and kick the whole thing off. And then we're going to the first band will be the South Haven All-Star Band, which Laura Russell is heading up, and it's got about probably have grown to 25 different people in this thing in and out. I'm going to sing a song in that, maybe even two in that. And then there'll be a break, whether it be karaoke or a one-man band or whatever it is, there'll be a little break for about an hour. Then the next band will be the Basement Superheroes, Troy Stansberry, class of 1987. His band will be there, and then there'll be another little break, same kind of thing. And then after that will be Mike Andrews' band, the Power Players, coming up from Chattanooga.
Jeez,
they'll have a 2-hour set. There'll be another little break, and then Nate will play at 9. So, and then after that is all over. Ooh, I'm starting to run out of time here. Can go on probably for about another hour about this event. But then after Nate gets done, we'll be about 10:15. We're going to have an after party of karaoke for about an hour and 45 minutes and sing, hang out, have a cocktail, peruse with the band members.
Can I come and go?
You sure can, as long as you have your wristband.
Let my dogs out.
That's right. If you got a wristband on, you can come and go as you please.
Nice.
Of course, we will be watching if you leave and come back and you can barely walk. That might be an issue. But with all that being said, we're not checking transcripts.
You got to have security. You got to be responsible.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But all right, well, we're going way long, so we got to go. 1-877-654-2400, theblueberrystore.com. Eric and Treat, wonderful having you this morning.
Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be back on we'll be back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. The Blueberry Chicks with Blueberry Buzz by the Blueberry Store.
Robert!